1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Jay's on the line with us tonight to talk. Obviously, Thanksgiving is a festive time. In these post 9/11 years, we are ever mindful of that thing called terrorism. Jay, thank you and welcome to our program.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
Can you tell me, could you explain to us what the Citizens Auxiliary Police is? Is it a volunteer, kind of a volunteer group?
Phil, I think it's fair to say that we are a citizens group. We are volunteers who have, gotten apprehensive about the ability of our police to keep our families safe. In 1996, Major Elvis Newton, along with Sub Commander Jack Von Ami, created the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right, in a press release, the group stated that Thanksgiving is a time of family joy and a time of potential family horror. Please be mindful that the terror threat is not over, that 9/11 should never be forgotten.
That is correct, Phil. We do believe that.
All right, the person that you see alone, it goes on to say, the person that you see alone may not be someone to feel sorry for. It may be someone to keep an eye on. You're talking about people who do not spend Thanksgiving with family or friends?
If I could, Phil, expand a little bit on what's in our press release and what is on our website. Thanksgiving, a great member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and other member agencies, the National Association of Police Squads, we will be actually out and visiting restaurants, bars, movie theaters, and so forth. What we're looking for are individuals who we hope may be looking, we don't hope, but we hope we are correct in assessing that they're looking for trouble and that the police have overlooked this.
I've heard your organization says the police have their hands full during the holidays. You guys have had your run-ins with the police, isn't that right?
Well, Phil, the police have enough trouble trying to take care of the jobs that they're given with. Yeah, I don't want to be disrespectful, but they have varying degrees of success with that. I don't think, I say this with the greatest of respect. I don't think you have the, when you're looking at today's police, I don't think there's the imagination in the ranks of the police to think about some of these danger areas. And this year, we're going to do something that is, I think, is long overdue, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And that is Thanksgiving. It's a time when families bond together. It's a time when friends get together and toast a drink. And I know I will be with my family for a few hours. But also, what's going on out there is there are some people who are not with any particular family or friends. They're not with any family or family unit. And you see them on any given day, and they're by themselves. That's kind of a deal you're going to want to look into on a day like Thanksgiving.
All right, Jay, we're talking with Jay Sanderson of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You're talking about on Thanksgiving people who are alone, right?
That is correct.
Why are you concerned about that? People who are just in restaurants and bars or just walking the streets by themselves?
That is correct, Phil. It's abnormal behavior. It's a red flag for anybody in law enforcement on Thanksgiving or Christmas to see someone, sitting on a bus bench by themselves or sitting by themselves someplace. That is an individual who is behaving in an abnormal way. That's an individual who could have sought the company with family or a company of friends or gone over to a party, but instead they're by themselves. Now, why is that? As a Citizens Auxiliary Police member and a member on the front line of law enforcement, I got to look into that. I've got to ask the questions the average citizen is not intelligent enough or aware enough to ask. Why are they engaged in abnormal behavior? It's a red flag. And you do have to consider the possibility of terror or a terrorist who's possibly doing some recon.
What does recon mean? Is that reconnaissance?
That is short for reconnaissance. So if a terrorist is sitting by themselves, they're just sitting in a restaurant by themselves, they're doing reconnaissance on the area for to plant the bomb.
All right, I've never thought about being alone on Thanksgiving. I guess we all try to be with some family or friends. I've never, when Thanksgiving rolls around or Christmas rolls around, I guess you do seek out the company of your family or your friends or somebody.
Well, I think it's abnormal, as I say. We all, and as you say, Phil, we all want to seek out our family. We will have patrols throughout much of the area this weekend, this Thanksgiving weekend. And when we see one of these, that I'm talking about, we're going to want to have a talk with it.
What do you ask them? If this person is by themselves on Thanksgiving, what do you say to them?
Well, we have what's called a response time question. If you see someone on Thanksgiving Day, they're walking by themselves, you feel your pulse, as a law enforcement officer, you see somebody by themselves on Thanksgiving, your pulse starts to quicken a little bit, your mouth gets dry, you might have a situation. So we do flag that personnel. We have a response time question, and it's asked very quickly. We'll say, what's your name? What are you doing here? Why are you? And you ask it really quick. What's your name? Why are you here? Why? And depending upon how fast and how clearly they can answer that question, we either have someone who is going to be at a party and got separated momentarily from the group that, you know, they should be with, or we have a situation that we're going to have to stop down, kind of, you know, what I call push our cap back and kind of, you know, take a look at it.
All right, Jay Santos with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. He's talking about the abnormality of being alone on Thanksgiving. You also, or being alone and by yourself on Thanksgiving or Christmas, you also said that it was good to be on a talk show to be talking about this. Why'd you say that?
Phil, we've done a lot of, we've done an awful lot of reading and research on where these kinds of people congregate. There's a very high number of, and I got to be careful how I say this, but there is really kind of a high number of losers that listen to, the talk radio and everything. And I'm not saying a terrorist is far from a loser. A terrorist masquerades as a loser, but a terrorist himself is not a loser. A terrorist himself is an individual. He's going to blow a whole lot of people to hell, way to hell. But don't ever make the mistake of thinking a terrorist is a loser or feeling sorry for him. But the terrorist, what he does is he hides with losers. And for better or for worse, I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people you got listening on a talk show at night, especially around Halloween, or not Halloween, or whatever it is, Thanksgiving, these people listening to your show, you got to think of, they're kind of losers, because why are they doing that?
Well, not tonight, man. I mean, there's people in their cars tonight.
And well, when you say not tonight, so you agree with me.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying people are listening to talk shows on, like, Thanksgiving. I mean, imagine yourself calling a talk show and it's Thanksgiving. It's kind of a loser thing to do. So that's a red flag for me.
Well, either they're losers or they're terrorists, but they're not both. But you're saying that the terrorist hides in the midst of the loser to sort of blend in.
That's right.
So you have to interview a lot of these people who are by themselves in order to find who is somebody who is suspect. Now, if someone is by themselves on Thanksgiving, by themselves on Christmas, they're walking down a street, they may be going no place.
That's going to be a red flag. You just don't want to...
What if someone is just walking the streets? They just happen to be alone on Thanksgiving. They happen to be alone... I know years, when I was a young guy in the business and I was in a strange city and I didn't know anybody.
Well, Phil, you told me that when you were a young man, you got around pretty good. Can you tell me honestly you were alone on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, at most Thanksgivings, I was working.
All right, so you're in a radio station, there's people there, and you have somewhere to go. I'm talking about one of these losers that's sitting there in a bar by himself. So what we're trying to do is find out why he has not made the concerted effort to get invited to a party, to get invited to his family's house, to get off the streets and get into a party as quickly and as safely as he can. Otherwise, we have to encounter him. We're going to have an encounter. It'll be a street-side encounter, and it could involve any level of curb bite. And I don't want to have to talk about curb bite.
But curb bite? What are you talking about, man?
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. If I'm by myself, and I'm unarmed, and the other officers are not around, the subcommanders are all doing reconnaissance, and I've got a loser, if I have to do curb bite, I will. I mean, I want to...
Well, dude, curb bite? I mean, that's...
I'm just talking about protecting myself.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, let me tell you something. The job of law enforcement is far away from the world that you live in, where everything is, the area of the word is dude. You know, and I've talked to a lot of young people. A lot of them think they know better. And the first word out of their mouth is, hey, dude. You know, that's how they say it. Hey, dude, what are you saying? And I'll say, young man, I'm here to try to, you know, keep everything legal. What are you doing? Oh, hey, dude, why are you... And finally, we got a situation, okay? I pushed my pith helmet back, and, okay, we'll have to take a trip to Bob Heller's house, which is where our substation is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Hang on the line, Jay.
I'll be happy, Phil.
Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police on how his organization, which is a volunteer police patrol agency, it is unusual to see someone by themselves on Thanksgiving or Christmas. So they are this year, they'll be stopping people who are alone, asking them what they call quick response questions, which is, where are you going? What are you doing? What is your name? They ask it very rapidly. If the person stutters or fumbles, they will detain and ask questions. He considers it, they consider it abnormal to be alone on Thanksgiving or Christmas without a party or somewhere to be. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Let's be very clear, Jay. You were on our program, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, by the way.
Thank you very much, Phil.
And you're on the program. Let's be clear. Some people are asking, you're a police officer, but you're not, right?
Well, I'm not a police officer. That's interesting. We consider ourselves to be police. We didn't join the regular police force, if you want, because the politics involved. I think I think Citizens Auxiliary Police is almost, I don't know if you ever went to the circus, Phil, as a young man. There's a guy that walks along behind the elephants, got a shovel, and he's shoveling up all the elephant droppings. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is like that guy with the shovel, and the elephant is the police department. And we're shoveling up, what they're not doing.
And one of these things is the fact that there's a lot of people who spend Thanksgiving and Christmas alone, and no one's checking them out.
No one is checking them out, Phil. No one is looking into these people who are by themselves on Thanksgiving. I don't think there's anything weirder. You want to talk about, what kind of a freak? I don't mean a freak. I understand.
I'm sure certainly there are people who don't have anywhere to go on Thanksgiving because they don't know anybody.
Well, see, right there, that's a red flag. See, when you say to me, you can give me all the answers. Well, they don't know anybody. Okay, why? Well, they haven't been invited anywhere. Why? Why are they such an antisocial freak that they can't make a friend? A lot of it may have to do with the fact that they are deficient as people. But what if that 1 in 1,000 is a terrorist and wants to blow you, me, and my whole family all up? Then what? That's what we have to interdict. That's the kind of thing we're looking at.
All right. I understand. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on people spending the Thanksgiving and Christmas seasons alone. How suspect, how antisocial are these people? Should they be looked at as profile as possible terrorists? Denny, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Sandus. Go ahead.
To me, that's a little bit of profiling that he's trying to do. It's not right.
This magic word profiling, as if all profiling is right. First of all, profiling is a part of the police procedure. There are certain profiles, for instance, of people who are homicide bombers. There are certain profiles of people who molest children. There is a profile of certain kind of antisocial people. Say they're criminal? Okay. I'm not going to go that far. But I do think it's a little... I think it needs to be looked into. Some guy on Thanksgiving Day, sitting by himself having a sandwich in a restaurant. See, what's that about?
Why is there anything wrong with that?
Why is there anything wrong with it? The day is called Thanksgiving. Excuse me? Let me ask you, sir. Let's
live in another state.
Well, let's just cut through all of what I like to say is trim back the baloney a little bit, and let's just talk to you. Is that what you do?
That's what I'll be doing. My family lives about 4 hours away.
All right. So you're going to be sitting by yourself in a restaurant had a ham sandwich on Thanksgiving Day. Is that right?
May very well be, yes,
all right,
sir.
Because your family only lives 4 hours away. People are driving 6-7 hours to get their families. I find that suspect.
Well, Why? This gentleman...
to drive that far. Gas prices went up.
Well,
I
would submit you don't have a family to go to. I would submit that you are without normal contact. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But it's something I got to look at as a law enforcement officer. You're out by yourself out in public, and you can't make friends. That's where I step in.
If you were a police officer, that'd be one thing, but you're not.
I am, as far as you're concerned, I'm a police officer.
Well, what does that mean?
I'm sorry?
What does that mean?
If I come up to this guy with two of my officers, I say, you know, where do you live, where are you from? And he's stuttering and stammering around and fumbling, mumbling.
What if he says it's none of your business?
Then I'm going to have to go to a level two.
Why? He says it's none of your business.
Well, who's he? We're talking about you.
I'd like to go to another level.
We're talking to you. I'm talking about you. And you're the guy who has no normal relations with people. That's okay, but I got to look into that. I got to find out why. And if you're walking around with a backpack on backwards, got ourselves a situation.
What do you mean backpack? Are you talking about terrorist bombing?
I'm talking about a homicide bomber. That's correct.
But I am a police officer, sir.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. If you were a cop, you would have said so.
Well, I'm a deputy sheriff.
No, you're not.
Okay.
I would just say to you that...
Wait a minute. Are you a deputy sheriff, Denny?
Well, what are you talking about?
I want to ask the guy. Where? Well, you don't want to tell me where?
In the state of Virginia.
Why didn't you say so?
Because he's not, Phil.
Why don't you shut up, Jay? Huh? We never asked. And you don't have family. You're just going to be having a ham sandwich there on Thanksgiving Day?
Truthfully, I'll be working Thanksgiving night, so I'll probably be having a ham sandwich somewhere out in town during the day, yes.
So your family is all out of town?
So why are you wasting your time with this freak? He's one of these wannabe cops.
Well, hold on for a minute.
Is your name, let me ask you something. Is your name Roscoe Picotrain?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to Emily. Emily, go ahead.
Is he on?
Go ahead, Emily.
Okay, my question to you was, what about all of the people who live in this country who are not American, who aren't American?
Right, exactly, yeah.
What about all of the people who celebrate Christmas? They're Muslim or because they're Jewish.
I can't understand the lady.
Could you back off your phone, Emily? Because you're talking too loud into it and it's clipping.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Go ahead. What's your comment?
So, basically, just about all of the people in this country who don't celebrate Thanksgiving or who don't celebrate Christmas. I mean, it sounds like...
Who don't celebrate Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Ma'am, Thanksgiving is not a religious holiday. Thanksgiving is a national holiday, giving thanks.
It's an American holiday.
And you live in America, and last time I checked, you live in America. So when you're in America and you come here, now you don't want to be part of what America does? What's that about?
So you're required to celebrate Thanksgiving if you live in America?
Well, ma'am, if you want to go to a country and crap all over their customs, why don't you try France or Turkey or someplace where they might like that? The United States doesn't like that.
I'm sorry, you make absolutely...
What I'd like to say is... Ma'am, are you an American?
Yeah, I am, and you happen to sound very un-American right now by not accepting...
America means... If you're one of these freaks that wants to...
Hold on for a minute. Let's not call people freaks. Because not everybody's a freak.
Well, I'm going to ask the lady, are you going somewhere on Thanksgiving? Or are you going to be, like, wandering the streets?
No, I'm going to actually have family over, but I'm, you know... Not
well, what do you care?
I'm out there protecting you.
I'm out there protecting you.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Are you working on Thanksgiving?
I am going to be going out and doing some sub-commander patrol, and then we will have some dinner with our family. But, no, we're going to be out looking for some of these people that are having a ham sandwich sitting
in
the cafe.
Let's be realistic here. What type of people are you looking for? Are you looking for Muslims? Are you looking for North Africans?
No, we're looking for anybody.
Dark and brown?
No. I'm answering your question. No, so you can stop now. God.
All right, but I think what she's worried about is that...
No, I'm just looking for anybody who's by themselves.
That is absolutely.
Oh, so you didn't get me with the you didn't get me with the Muslim
thing. Are by themselves. I would think it would make more sense to single out people who look suspicious, maybe who are in a group.
That is suspicious, ma'am. Being by yourself on Thanksgiving.
Do not just hang out by themselves. Suicide bombers also travel in groups.
How do you know? Are you in touch with them?
Haven't you heard about all the bombings in other countries? Like
they don't travel in groups. They travel.
No,
they don't travel by themselves. They don't travel in groups. You know an awful lot about it. You're
traveled in Jordan who were suicide bombers?
Ma'am, you know a little too much about this.
Excuse me?
I think you know a little too much about all this. You seem to be... Are you, like, living with a brown-skinned guy? Are you living with an Arab?
No, actually, what I do is I watch the news, and it doesn't sound
no, but it sounds
you
like you've got like a boyfriend.
Like, you know anything all
right, hold on.
That's going on,
Emily?
In this world.
Emily, hold the line, please. And
this lady's living with an Arab.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This idea that, you know, why do I this, why do I that? She seemed to be very sympathetic to an Arab. You know, she might have an Arab within earshot of her. I don't know if there's an Arab standing.
Well, hold on for a minute. I want to get her back on the line. Emily?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am. All right.
I don't live with an Arab, but what I am is
Well, you seem to be very sympathetic to Arabs.
I encompass all Americans, and I acknowledge and respect all different religions, ethnicities who live inside the American culture.
Including white people.
Including white people.
All right, so why are you getting into an argument with me? I'm trying to stand up for everybody going to Thanksgiving instead of walking around by themselves.
I'm not picking on you. It sounds to me like you're picking on people where you've come up with this little creation of this little person in your mind who you think is going to be responsible for some sort of attack, when you need to also consider kids like the Darren Klebolds and whatever that other kid's name was.
Man, those guys killed about 14. Your Arab friends iced about 3,000 people in 45 minutes. I think we've got a little bit bigger problem with them.
You know, I think I can size you up in about 2 seconds.
Well, I can size you up, too. You're one of those liberals. You're one of those females who slept with enough black men to feel like you know the subculture of the African-American, and yet you're white. You're rejecting your white roots. And you're.
All right, now, wait a minute. What is this about?
I happen to be Mexican.
Well, same thing. You come from a wealthy family, and you've been hanging around with ethnic minorities, and you want to really feel like you're African-American, and so you've had your hair permed, and sometimes you actually pass as Maya Angelou.
Excuse me?
I didn't hear anything that anybody said.
I said this young lady, Phil, is one of those people who comes from these subcultural ideas that she wants to be a black person, and she's not.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about...
You are so
ridiculous because you don't even say anything that makes any sense.
Wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't hear anything because you're both talking over each other. Now, we're going to have to go one at a time. Emily, go ahead.
Okay, I
said that
really,
what this young lady...
Well, you, Jay, please, the young lady will speak first, and then you.
She's got no respect for anything.
Ma'am,
you're proud to be a Mexican, why do you have blonde highlights in your hair? Oh, I'm sorry, did that hurt?
What are you talking about? You have no idea what I look like.
Yes,
and you're acting like we're in junior high school arguing over something completely... ridiculous.
All right, Emily, I want Emily to go first.
This is your job. You happen to be a rent-a-cop. Yes, I know. You probably got picked on in school.
I know, and you probably didn't like being Mexican, and so you hung out with the white girls, probably learned how to play volleyball.
Will you hold on for a minute so we can have a reasonable, non-personal conversation? Emily, go ahead. Emily, I want you to start. You go ahead. And then Jay...
Are you going to shut up for a second? I think you should probably... turn his phone off or something. Anyway,
criticizing me.
Will you just be quiet, Jay, and let the lady talk? Go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. My only point is that it sounds to me like he might be picking the wrong people to profile. I mean, he says that there's a profile for terrorists, but there's also a profile for Americans who hate other Americans. Like,
yeah, think about it for a while. Maybe you'll come up with something.
The abortion bomber in Atlanta. And then there's Timothy McVeigh. And there's those types of people who also hate Americans and who look the part. You have John Walker Lind, who was white, who happened to be part of Al-Qaeda. And you have a lot of people who are starting to become anti-American who you would not suspect just by the way they look. And they don't always... travel as individuals. Sometimes they travel in groups. And this guy just seems to be pinpointing people just for the sake of pinpointing, because it sounds like he really just wants to pick on people.
Okay, that's fair enough, Emily. Jay?
So I think the people that this young lady mentioned, the Klebolds and McVeighs, did nothing compared to what Al-Qaeda did and continues to say they want to do, and that's kill as many Americans and Jews as they possibly can. But this young lady, because of her fear of encountering real evil, wants to just go back on the America is the big enemy. My feeling, Phil, is that the real enemy out there is the antisocial type, the purpose who furtively walks through a Thanksgiving by themselves, eating a ham sandwich, having an iced tea by themselves, a little coffee table. Might be this young lady or her friends. Maybe she knows people. Maybe that's why she stands up for them. I don't know. I'm sorry I said what I said. I didn't mean to say that you are not, you know, Mexican and proud of it. but somewhere in your history, I don't know, maybe you put up a black actor or you went to work while he slept late. I don't know. That's it.
Are you kidding?
This guy, he's completely off his rocker.
Oh, well, I'm off my rocker. She got to say what she wanted to say, and nobody said nothing. Now you're saying...
Well, what do you mean she, in her apartment, was a black actor who slept late?
Yeah, that doesn't make any
sense. It sounds to me like this young lady fell for some black guy, and now she's down with the freaking brothers.
What does that have to do with anything? How am I'm defending what I'm saying here is I'm defending...
You're attacking at all kinds... You're attacking Klebold and those guys, a couple of misguided kids.
Misguided kids.
Well, you're attacking anybody in this country who's not white.
No, I'm
problem?
Just saying anybody who's black. If you're proud to be a Mexican, why do you eat McDonald's three times a week?
What are you talking about?
I said if you're proud to be a Mexican.
What are you talking about? You don't even know me.
Yeah,
how could you say something like that? It doesn't make any sense.
If you're proud to be Mexican, why do you do that hoochie mama stuff with the hairspray? That's all I'm asking.
See, this is the type of person who is
she won't answer my
stereotypical.
Question, so.
Who
what are you
is,
talking? I mean,
no, the lady won't answer my question.
Well, your questions are stupid.
He's clearly racist.
What do you mean, hoochie mama?
You know the Aquanet. She probably uses two cans a day.
You hear him? He is such... total racist.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, but I'm calling a spade here. I believe that you have been in contact with certain antisocial elements. You seem to be standing up for them.
No, I think that the real issue here is the fact that you're getting upset that somebody like me is telling you exactly what it is that you're doing, which is racial profiling, because you're obviously a racist.
Is your boyfriend white?
And I don't have to answer that question.
Ma'am, you do have to answer that question. Is your boyfriend...
I have to answer that. What, are you going to come arrest me with your little $2 handcuffs that you have there?
You know something, ma'am? I'm sorry to have to say this, but I went through anger management because I used to slap my wife around. I don't do that anymore.
Oh, well,
but
it just goes to show what type of person you are.
I went through anger management, but you know what? You're bringing it out of me again. I'd love to go, boy.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I would love it if you would come over here and...
Oh, that'd be
wonderful.
Oh, really? How about if Daddy took you over his knee?
You're very immature. You sound like you're probably about 50 years old, and I'm sure you used to get the crap beat out of you when you were in high school, and that's why you decided you weren't good enough to cut it as a cop.
Jay, I don't think that...
Phil, let me handle this.
Which is very pathetic.
Phil, let me handle this. I know how to handle people like this. Look, Emily, I don't know what you're laughing at, but here's the whole thing.
You know, because you're so pathetic. You're probably 5'4".
5'4"? Yeah, in which direction?
30 pounds or so.
5'4" in which direction? I'm 5'4" horizontally, honey. And I'm going to tell you something else, young lady. And you remember this. I'm a police officer. Trying
you're
to protect
not a police
your
officer. You
even though your
yourself,
people,
you
okay.
weren't man enough to handle the
really?
Police officer
Look at,
training.
You know, 2 years ago, you're selling oranges on the side of a freeway. Now you got yourself some highlights. Now you got yourself a BMW. Good for you. It's America. I love that. But young lady, let's just remember one thing.
What do you mean selling oranges on a highway?
I know this guy.
She, you know, she's
nuts.
A racist.
It's hilarious.
No, she's a racist. She hates whites.
All
I'm
right.
a racist. I hate whites.
Yeah, that can be a racist.
How am I a racist and I hate? What makes you say something like that?
Because you hate me. And when you hate me, you hate white people.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Wow, get that out of here. Ooh, that was frightening. No, that wasn't you, Wayne. I did that. I had the... I had Mannheim Steamroller up from the Bob Green Hour still. Anyway, we thank Jay Santos for yet another example of what I think is a disturbing trend, and that is the sort of volunteer police group that doesn't have any idea of what the laws, what the Constitution of the United States actually states. And on top of that, what a racist. What a scum-sucking racist. By the way, we're going to be in Arcadia on December the 11th. Man, is that town gone. But anyway, I'm kidding around. It's my hometown, baby. And we're going to do our first ever signing in Arcadia on December the 11th. The best of the 2005 CD, Are You For Real? From the Phil Hendry Show will be signed at Dave and Buster's, baby, on the 11th of December. That's a Sunday. Please, dear God, don't let it be playoff weekend. There's probably going to be a playoff game on the 11th, don't you think? Who cares? Come on by and get a CD and we'll have the ball game on. Well, it's Dave and Buster's. Watch the game while you're there. You watch the game while you're at Dave and Buster's. You come in, You get a CD signed. Now, there's going to be a bunch of things that we're going to actually not a bunch of things, but I love this. Here's
the address is 400 South Baldwin Avenue, Suite 930U.
It's in the mall. Dave & Buster's is located inside the Santa Anita Mall on the second floor. It's the brand new wing there. And I went on the new, you know, I used to hang out as a kid at the Santa Anita Mall. It was used to call the Fashion Square or something like that. I forget. And it was right there in the parking lot at Santa Anita Racetrack. And now I went on the website and there were four people holding up the sign saying, welcome to the new Santa Anita Mall. And every last one of them was. So it's, I'm screwing around. Come on, can't a guy have some fun? Yes, there's a very high level of Asian. It's interesting. It's why I love this country. A great many Asian Americans.
Thank God they're not black people.
I'm joking. See, you know what? See, that's just the way most people think. That's the way most people think. You know, there's an article today in the paper about white flight. Seriously. And the town is in Contra Costa County in California. Why? Because there's too many moving in. And I'm thinking, okay, now wait a second. The educational standard of these kids is fantastic. They're all very highly achieving, Asian American kids, very highly achieving academically. And there's white flight. Why? So they can move to like a dumber school district? You know, we're just getting out of here. There's too many smart kids here now. Anyway, we're really going to be excited. We'll be in Arcadia. It'll be on December the 11th. It'll be at Dave & Buster's, our best of the year 2005 CD, Are You For Real? All the bread goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. The CD signing will be from 4 to 6 p.m. Listeners will be welcome to arrive as early as 3 o'clock, and the first 250 to arrive between 3 and 4 will receive a wristband and admittance to a special 30-minute Phil Henry one-man show. That's right, baby. So the first 250 people will do a one-man show for you guys. The signing will start at 4. We'll go all the way to 6. All the proceeds, $20 each for our brand new CD. I thought we'd raise the price. And I found out we hadn't. And I said to Michelle, who screwed up? I mean, that's great. Well, I did want to raise, I'll be honest with you, I wanted to raise the price to 30 fish, but they said, no dice, baby. It's going to stay at 20 because we can't give them away at 20. So if you think we're going to sell them at 30, no. So in any event, all the proceeds go to my friend's place. And if you'd like to know more, you can go to the my friend's place website. But please keep that date in mind. Sunday, December the 11th, Santa Anita Mall in Arcadia, California, between 4 and 6 p.m. Starts at 4. If you get there as early as 3, I'll do a special 30-minute show. Just standing up and reminiscing about my life, my career, and World War II. I'll have certain stories about how I took out an entire panzer division with a flamethrower. That gets a lot of laughs, how they ran screaming from a bunker on fire. So join us, won't you? It starts at 3 o'clock at the Santa Anita Mall in Arcadia.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line, naked. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right. Let me just tell you, we're going to read some email tonight. We have a marvelous flashback for you. It's another classic, a requested flashback. Our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. Oh, you know, I got to tell you, remember last night I talked about Raquel of Toronto? Maybe you don't remember. I tell you what I'll do. I want you to do this for me. Go to www.raquel.to. www.raquel.to. There's no .com. .to stands for Toronto. Now, she's a fan of our show. And the reason why I sound excited about that is because when you take a look at how gorgeous this woman is, and I had a little email communication with her today, and we're going to do a little discussion of Raquel because I didn't think she existed. That's right. Take a look at her. Look at her pictures. Look at all of them. Download them. Stare at them. Okay, sure. Go ahead. Have at it. Take off your shoes. Take off your pants. I don't care, man. But just be back here after this break, and we'll get into the whole thing about can a woman be that perfect? And I ain't talking about how freaking slamming beautiful she is. I'm talking about how, like, she's cool. She, like, digs the right movies. You know what I'm saying? And also, if you were, say, taking a nap and she thought your
face was a bar stool, it, you know, if she realized she'd been mistaken, she's not necessarily going to get up right away. I'm sorry. That was really crude. I am so sorry.